This is KERA News. On January 25th, hundreds of volunteers will descend onto Dallas and Collin County streets to count the number of people sleeping outside. It's part of the annual homeless point-in-time count organized by the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance. Organizers hope new technology will capture a more accurate picture of the region's homeless crisis. The new technology is an app called Counting Us, which volunteers will download onto their phones or tablets.
When they go out and do interviews, they literally will ask a very consistent series of questions and just click, 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 and hit submit.
Cindy Crane is the president and CEO of the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance and a member of KERA's Community Advisory Board. She says that data will immediately drop into a database that organizers will be able to monitor and manage all night, in real time. Visually, the data reports will show up as several red dots on a map.
And the greatest value is literally when the last volunteer is completed and done, we will be able to get immediately some preliminary data where we identify some opportunities to do immediate street outreach the very next day.
Up until last year, these counts have been done with paper and pen, which means her team would have to wait days, weeks, even months for the results. When MDHA started using Counting Us on a limited basis just in Dallas last year, Crane says they were able to identify veterans and young people, both especially vulnerable populations, and get them help right away. While each homeless count is vital, this one comes as Crane and her organization are facing criticism from Dallas City Hall about poor data management, homeless camps, and calls for Crane to step down as president. She says it's important that this homeless count is as comprehensive and accurate as possible.
If I don't have the number of volunteers I need, then I won't be able to really give a good picture. But we will be able to say that we are using a consistent counting model year after year to provide that necessary longitudinal data to give the community an idea of how many people are experiencing unsheltered homelessness.
Last year, the homeless count showed that overall homelessness had dropped slightly, but unsheltered homelessness, people sleeping outside, spiked nearly 50%. The Homeless Alliance needs 1,500 volunteers for the count. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.